I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We'll be a lot happier if we focus on what's good. In South Korea, Valentine's Day is observed in three stages. On February 14, women give chocolates to the men they love. On March 14, also known as White Day, men give white chocolate to the women they love. But on April 14, also known as Black Day, single people who didn't get anything on Valentine's Day or White Day get together, they wear black clothing and eat black noodles while grieving their singleness. It sounds really depressing. The Apostle Paul would have thought Black Day is a terrible idea. In Philippians 4:8, he said, fix your thought on what's true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So what if this Valentine's Day we celebrate the relationships we have instead of mourning over those we don't? We'll be a lot happier if we focus on what's good, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We have an amazing February thaw underway, and it continues all week long, and this is good news. Today, it'll be mostly cloudy, very mild, high near 70. A few showers possible today and tonight. Tonight, slow down to about 57. Tomorrow, high temperature around 74, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers from some, others will stay dry. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, looks like we're headed for the upper 70s. Pretty amazing in February. You can't rule out an isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Better rain chances arrive on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Mr. NFL referee. For once, you didn't totally blow an obvious call and hand the Super Bowl victory to the wrong team. What are you going to do next?
I'm going anywhere but New Orleans or Kansas City. Everyone there still wants to punch me in the face.
Patriots take on, showing bling of all the rings, the best in football. Belichick's New England's king. They took down the Rams, they beat Sean McVay, and now all the fans will get hammered all day. Oh, they win all the way. Pats have sweet, sweet victory. Yeah. And it's thanks to Tom Brady.
the airlanes, clear all airlanes for the big broadcast.
It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Hi, I just got off the phone with Poison Control. I got another lame-ass story. Actually, it's Happy Hour.
And here they are.
They being your truly, Greg Goodell, and Joint is well. Isn't it nice that we can make ourselves feel welcome on our own show?
It is wonderful. I love to welcome myself all the time.
So did you hear the lame-ass story from this morning?
No. I was doing
There's plenty to talk about, by the way. I got a 13-minute thing that goes through the truth with the audio of the Covington Catholic kids.
Yeah.
Because a group of attorneys, high-powered guys who know this libel business, have notified everybody from the Washington Post to the networks to Kathy Griffin and a few other celebrity a-holes that were coming after you. And maybe that will give pause for some of these jackoffs to think twice before they say some of the hate-filled. This is the interesting thing. Why is Northam still the governor of Virginia? Because y'all know that if he was a Republican, he would have been shrieked out of office by the close of business Friday, and that's what I had suggested on social media. Now it turns out that his lieutenant governor has a Me Too type of charge being thrown at him from a woman that says he assaulted her. So they get rid of Mr. Blackface, and then they have a guy who's got... Isn't it interesting how the Democrats and the liberals work? If you are not convinced at this point that the reason they're always pointing at conservatives with racist and the garbage they hurled at Kavanaugh and all the rest of it, it's because, and this is so trite, but there's three fingers pointing back. I am so convinced that the reason they're all shrieking this stuff is they're shouting down their own demons. This Northam thing, I mean, it's astonishing. A day after he says he's okay with terminating a baby after it's been brought into the world, which is beyond satanic and it's evil, comes the, we don't know if he's the guy in blackface or the guy in the Klan hat.
And he's claiming I'm neither in the photo, but he apologized for the photo anyway. Why, if you're not in the photo, why the hell would you apologize?
He is not in the photo?
That's what he claims. And he says, I'm not in the photo, but then goes on to volunteer. But there was this one time at a dance competition in San Antonio where I wanted to do a Michael Jackson impersonation.
And his wife had to stop him from doing it at this press conference.
Don't do the moonwalk.
Did you have any fun with Macaulay Culkin in your past? I mean, this guy, and he's a pediatrician, and he's okay with knocking off a kid that's just been delivered. I mean... But here's, you know what? This, while most normal people would feel a sense of outrage, the story that really bugged me today is this poll.
What have I told you about looking at polls?
They're
not good for your health.
I got to talk about that, too.
Oh, no.
This whole socialist thing, soak the rich and everything for free.
Mm-hmm.
All of this crap they're selling is starting to sink in with you millennials. You have been subjected to the greatest mass brainwashing in American history, and it's taking because they're not quite into their post-college days to where they're they've had a chance to... Wait a minute. No, that's mine. Why should I give it to you?
That's how I think.
And, of course, you're watching Venezuela. Now the EU today said, no, Maduro, we don't recognize you as the president. Look at how long it's taken, how many zoo animals they had to eat, and all the other atrocities those people have had to live with, while the 2%, the socialists, never has to worry because they're taken care of. Because socialism isn't for them. It's not for the socialists. It's for you, peasant. So I was talking to the boss downstairs, since we're born a day apart, and we both agree we will probably be gone when all of this comes to a boil, but it's going to be bad here. It's going to be bad because they've practically turned Alexa Cortez Ocasio into a frickin', I don't know what, a little walking, talking, even though she's been called on BS so many times, even by the Washington Post and stuff, she just continues to run her mouth, and everybody, cute little socialist with her enormous teeth. State of the Union tomorrow. I don't know if I want to watch. What I would like to see Trump do is bring out 50 angel moms on the stage with him and say, explain to them, these parents who have lost their kids, explain to them why we don't need border security. And I'll just sit here and listen to your comments. Go ahead. They're right here. These are all parents who had kids murdered by illegal immigrants. Legal people. This thing is an illegal person. Go ahead. Explain to them why it's okay to have no border security. I'll just stand and listen. And none of them would say a damn thing, because every time it's like holding a cross up to a vampire. They know they're full of crap.
Shaving cream.
Yeah. Here's a call. Hello?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
How you doing, David?
Pretty good. Hey, you know, it's interesting, too, because you haven't heard this on the national network news programs, but I was reading this past weekend where Maduro has been sending death squads into the ghettos and murdering kids as young as 12 years old.
To what avail? Why would he be doing that?
He feels that they have turned on him. The poor who supported him.
Yeah.
And, you know, put him into power, thinking they were going to get their utopia.
Right.
You know, now that they're turning on him, he's sending death squads into the ghettos to murder them.
Hitler kind of did the same thing for people that voted him in.
Sure. Yeah. You know, when things were winding down in World War II. Absolutely, you know, and that's basically what's happening to Maduro.
No, it wasn't until he got his the Wehrmacht, the production of weapons, until he had that whole arsenal in full bore, and you know, and then once it got to the point where he had enough to work with, didn't need, you know, certain people. That's when the elimination started, and I'm telling you, these same people who want to think it's okay to kill a full-term baby, what do you think they're going to do with old people?
Yep.
What do you think they're going to do? If they can kill a baby, they won't hesitate to say your usefulness to the greater good is over.
Yep, exactly.
So adios, muchacho.
I mean, you know, and they always try to make socialism sound cute by using terms like progressive, you know.
They're as back-ass words as anything. That's the thing.
And we all know, speaking of babies, we all know that socialism is nothing but the infancy of communism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which always leads to mass murder of its own people, irregardless. You know, and the thing is, with AOC, with a mouth like that, you wouldn't want to get into a corn cob eating contest against her.
I put that on Facebook. Nobody yelled at me for being a sexist, a horrible...
Yeah. For sure. So, anyway, hey, how you feeling?
I'm not as nauseous as I was this morning. Joey doesn't know that.
No,
you hear
I don't.
The story this morning.
Wait,
David?
You were sick?
Well, I ingested poison yesterday.
How?
Accidentally.
Well,
making
that's
barbecue
good.
Sauce.
Making barbecue sauce, you accidentally ingested poison because you just happened to keep the rat poison right next to the mustard or something.
Fortunately, it wasn't anything quite that
Tell me, I want to hear this.
It wasn't as dramatic as the restaurant scene in Dumb and Dumber. Thank goodness.
David, I got to tell Joey this lame-ass story, so...
Okay, I'll hang up.
But I appreciate your call.
Take care.
As long as you brought it up.
I just don't want you to end up like the captain and... Airplane.
I was multitasking in the kitchen yesterday. I had chicken tenders on the grill, three packages of those back and forth.
All right.
Because there's a certain dog. I don't dare show up here without chicken tenders on Monday. And I made a hash brown casserole.
Mm-hmm. Always delicious.
And wanted to make barbecue sauce because Emily loves my sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
And I thought, she'll be so surprised. And I make that from scratch. And it's kind of like making a chili or anything else where you kind of do it to taste. You mm-hmm. sort of estimate. I don't measure a damn thing.
You do a vinegar base or a ketchup base? Or
ketchup, water, vinegar.
Yeah.
And then dark brown sugar and a few other things. And it's very good. It's not too tangy, not too... Anyway, so I get all the ingredients, and I get the thing going, and I put it on simmer, and I went back after I noticed it was starting to bubble a little bit, and I took a teaspoon, and I took a taste, and it was like, something is seriously wrong here. This tastes, what did I do? I mean, first thought I put too much ketchup in, so I threw in some more water and vinegar. Came back later, and it still had this, something is really horribly wrong taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking around at my stuff. Maybe I put the wrong seasoning in, or what I thought was one thing actually was something else that would make it taste this bad. Now, the vinegar bottle we have comes from Costco. I think we've had it for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't use that much vinegar.
Right.
And it's about the size of a Saturn rocket, like everything else you buy from Costco. It's, you know, big.
Right.
And there's another jug next to it on the pantry floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's two jugs. I grabbed the, I forget what it's called. It's a disinfectant for flooring.
You drink floor cleaner.
Basically.
Some sort of bleach-based product, most likely.
With a scent. That's what gave it the unique taste, but when...
Like
the,
pine
from
salt?
Behind, well, no, from behind, the two jugs are the same size. From behind, I didn't see the brand, and I forgot that the floor cleaning stuff was there. So I had put almost a 3/4 cup of delicious floor cleaner into my barbecue sauce. But the thing is, I sipped it. It took about 2 teaspoonfuls to check the taste. And it wasn't until after the second one that I looked and said, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. So I finished, I dumped it, washed the pot out real good, and started over.
And you actually use vinegar
this time? This time I use, and it's great. Oh, man, it was so good. I had it for Super Bowl sandwiches last night. However... not immediately. I did not, you know, if I had had a violent reaction to this stuff immediately, I would have known something was wrong with me. I just got nauseous.
Yeah.
When I stood up. So I spent most of the rest of the Super Bowl Sunday on my back. And every time I stood up, I'd feel a little bit queasy and lightheaded. And it happened this morning. I felt kind of queasy through the show, so when I got home and talked to Miss Rich, she called poison control, and fortunately, it wasn't lethal.
Just upsetting to the stomach and the bowels in general.
Cleaning fluid that's heavily scented will do that. Here's Steve.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Other than...
What? A dumbass.
How do you answer that question?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. Relatively speaking, how are you?
I am super. I would like to know if you can give me an update about that actor that Cranby got beat up.
Gosh, he's putting on shows and everything.
I don't believe anything new from the police as far as their investigation. I haven't seen anything.
There's nothing. It's a hoax. It's bullcrap. The whole thing is the biggest fairy tale since Peter Pansky. Stop with the nonsense. It didn't happen. There's no evidence. He came back to his place with the rope just hanging around his neck and his Subway sandwich in his hand. I don't know about you, but generally, if somebody was attacking me, I'd drop the sandwich to fight back. What I think he ended up on was a bad date, or he got rolled or something. So, because they spotted him, a mysterious redneck, right?
Right.
And having lived in Chicago, they're all over. They got their double wides next to...
Especially in minus zero freezing temperatures.
Oh, yeah, that's when they really come out.
Yeah.
So there you go. He's going on as if nothing happened because he really doesn't want anybody to keep pursuing this, in my opinion. Steve?
All righty then. Appreciate it.
Okay, just thought I'd let you know. He's not going to be held accountable. None of these fakers, none of these hoaxers. However, the hoax that was perpetrated on this country involving those Covenant Catholic school kids, once they get the big lie out, the effort that's made to correct the big lie is minimal. This time, though, these kids have advocates in the form of some very high-powered libel attorneys who are going to make the case that they were subjected to horrendous abuse, death threats, because the shrieking lefties, man, once you've offended them, forget it. You know, they don't care. Not only that they ruin your life, but how they ruin it. High school kids, right? And of course, they're Catholic, so, you know, they're for corny things like right to life and that sort of thing. So they represent everything that the left hates. Because you know what? The left has no God. Their God is global warming. Their God is socialism. They can't embrace the concept of a power greater than themselves. So they come up with something that they can embrace that makes them feel better about themselves. Because that's where the real hatred is. It's self-hatred. So there. That's what I have to say about that. Now, the very flooring that I was drinking the fluid was installed by Georgia Floors Direct.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeff Mallinson can consult you on the right type of cleaning agents, whether it's carpeting or flooring or...
He would recommend do not ingest it.
Right.
Use it on your floors.
Not in your barbecue sauce.
Right.
Jeff, though, and I are being good friends for many years, he would probably assume that I was bright enough to not be told that. But now that I've told the world that I'm a bit of a nitwit, however you want to describe it. What Georgia Floors Direct does and has done for half a century is sell you great flooring. Very popular styles of flooring. Not stuff that some manufacturer made and said, well, we can't get rid of this, so let's dump it somewhere. No. They just eliminate the middleman and do direct business with the manufacturers, turn it around, and offer it to you at a wholesale price. It is a huge building. It's got tens and tens of thousands of square feet of choices. And Jeff has put together the group I call the Merry Band of Floriers, who will help you navigate that and have you look at the options you have and the type of flooring you're interested in and, you know, what it might cost in terms of your budget. And if you qualify for 12 months good as cash, you can do that. Now, they've been around for almost half a century for a good reason. They came up with a brilliant premise, and they haven't deviated from it. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Please tell Jeff or anybody you happen to come in contact with that you heard about it here on News Talk. The guy that drinks poison told you to go there. Oh, here's a suggestion from 84. How did it taste?
Bad!
Yeah. Good thing I didn't... Nobody else was around. I said, hey, you want to try this?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, at least you did it to yourself.
Like most of my life, yes, it was a self-inflicted wound. We are at 3:26 already. Time is flying.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Right here.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on a Monday afternoon, and we have our usual crowded spots around the city. We have a lot of people on the boulevard right now. Of course, it's going to jam up around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, I-85, and the Wetumpka Highway. And the Atlanta Highway is already starting to build up traffic. It's busy from Eastdale Mall all the way back to Taylor Road and up Taylor Road towards East Chase. Remember, our school zones are in effect for the next few minutes. Be careful around the kids, the buses, and all the school traffic. Festival Plaza is the center for shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, 3 floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well,
I just woke up in a pool of Fritos and Keystone Light to discover I missed the Super Bowl. Yep, I somehow slept through the whole thing, but I don't really care, though. I don't really like any kind of sport I can't make no money off of. That's why I stick to bingo and slots. And I could care less about the halftime show, because it ain't never even a country act no more. Hell, last time they let a country act do it, it was Shania Twain. And I don't mean to be racist, but she ain't even an American. She's Canadian. And that's all I have to say about that. Anyway, I hope next year they let someone good do it, and then maybe I'll make the effort to stay awake through the damn thing. Hey, folks that plan the Super Bowl, here's a tip. Make the Super Bowl American again.
Go Tom Brady. But the game was
bad.
Did you watch any of it?
Okay, I have to tell you my lame-ass story. I was invited on Saturday down to somebody's farm mansion, essentially. This place is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Takes, like, once you get there, like 10 minutes on their driveway, winding through 1,000-something acres of land to get up to the house and the man-made pond it's on.
By the time you got through that long driveway, did you feel that life had been unfair to you and that they were greedy?
No, I was more bastards. Just gracious that, you know, they were letting me stay in their retirement home. It's really awesome. Anyway, had a great time Saturday night. Had a good time Sunday day. I was like, I'm ready to go. And I rode up there in my roommate's truck. It's a 94 F-150. Mm-hmm. Ford F-150. Loves that truck. And
by the way, we will be checking cars out of Jack Ingram shortly. Nice. Thank you for the reminder.
And so it's time to go. I'm ready to be gone. I'm walking out with my stuff, and he, doing the wise thing so we don't have to walk all the way to the truck, is backing up to the gate. And I'm watching him back up, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'm 30 yards away. There's no way to stop him. He's backing up, and just nails a stone wall with his truck. He turned too much. He couldn't see it in his rearview mirrors. And I'm thinking the bumper hit from the sound of it, but no. As soon as he hits it, huge clamor, and then I hear, psss.
Oops.
So now we have to change a tire.
This is the guy that owns this place?
No. This is one of my roommates.
Oh, and he's the one that owns the truck.
Just the truck,
and
yes.
And hits the wall.
Yes.
I don't feel so bad about putting detergent into my barbecue sauce.
Well, and so then we're going to jack it up, and as we jack it up some, and we go to pull the tire off, the jack is on such soft ground, it starts to tilt, and the truck starts to roll backwards.
You
got to
be very careful when you jack up.
Right, exactly. Very careful indeed. You don't want to tear up.
You got to have a rock solid.
You could hurt your axle.
Yeah.
Right.
And along with other parts, your nuts,
right.
Bolts, everything.
Right, exactly. So somebody comes to the rescue with another jack they've got in one of the cars there on the property. And my goodness, it took us a while. And so I didn't get home until the start of the third quarter. And I did watch the game from there. And it was an okay second half. It was actually, in my opinion, really good football. Not the most electric game in the world, not high scoring, but I thought both teams played incredibly well in the second half. So,
hard to
beat Gronk. Gronkowski's a beast, man.
Yeah, the Gronk. I was full bore Patriots. Please win, because everybody hates the Patriots because they're the Patriots. And Bob Kraft is an open. I mean, why he doesn't give a damn what anybody says.
Did you see the post game? What happened? The presentation of the Lombardi Trophy?
No.
Like, they passed off, like, Vince Nolfork? Or whatever. I got to be careful with that last name.
Yeah.
And then he handed it off to Emmitt Smith. He handed it off to Joe Namath as the team is touching the trophy, going through some kissing it. Finally, it gets up to the booth, like the big, you know, makeshift stage they've set up on the field. And it's Roger Goodell presenting the Lombardi Trophy to Kraft. And as Goodell starts talking, the whole stadium starts booing him, too. It is...
I love it.
Like, heels in wrestling don't get that sort of pop.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's such a bad guy. But as soon as he... they're booing throughout him trying to give his little spiel about the Patriots and the Super Bowl. And once he hands it to Bob Kraft, then the crowd goes nuts. Yeah! All right!
Oh, man.
Because I was worried.
That sounds better than any part of the game.
It was funny. Like, they hate Goodell. They love Kraft. They love the Patriots. They hated Goodell, though.
Well, Goodell's been the big enabler of this, you know. He's a liberal. He doesn't mind making 200, whatever they're paying him, $20 million a year.
It's a lot.
Yeah, he's, I got no problem with that. But don't shove your phony value system at me. I'm sure you're living in a place with a wall around it and all kinds of security that the rest of us don't have. But don't worry. We know what's best for you. What a dickweed. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. My vocabulary is got nothing better for somebody like that.
Do you still feel bad? Is that the reason? You, whenever I start to feel a little bad or nauseous, I tend to be
Do
a little
I feel
edgy.
Bad?
Yeah, I tend to be edgier with my language.
I'm a not 100%. Mm. I got another issue that's got me worried, too. And we'll talk about
what
that when
we come
back.
What day of the month
back.
Is it?
It's not that time of the month. This oh. is no, this could be, I could be dead by tomorrow. Why are you making fun of me?
Because I don't believe
it. Sounds like we're still jacking up a car here, doesn't it? I got restless leg syndrome and everything going on today. It's
and one of the lug nuts didn't want to be threaded back on. It was a whole project, man.
I don't know what you do if you strip a nut.
Mm.
What?
It's what we were worried
There's
about.
There's no way to fix that.
Right.
Unless you want to ride around on four nuts instead of five.
Right, and that's not
That's probably
wise.
Not a good idea.
Especially when you have to drive out through a muddy, bumpy road.
So did you, but you did make it eventually.
Yeah, we got it back on. The spare was a little low on air, but we were able to drive all 40 minutes back into Montgomery. It was a whole thing.
Hey, I since you're working out so diligently, I've got a thing on the five most annoying people at the gym.
Yeah, sure.
We could run that down. I've also got a list of the top 10 signs that you've made it.
Oh.
And we may talk about that on TV one day, but I think it's a good afternoon topic as well.
Well, everybody at Alabama News Network's definitely made it.
Sure.
I mean, have you seen those folks? Those are good-looking people.
There's some good, you know, then they come over here to the dog-pound people, right? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Mm-mm.
And now, in the interest of equal time for the homely, no, it's, well, I mean.
But you guys have all the personality, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. We're just so full of it. Have you noticed that there's a problem with this website, by the way?
Which website?
Delicious Audio.
I've not noticed a problem downstairs. That's the only place I access it.
Well, it won't
can't play up here.
No, unless something has changed since this morning. Because there's audio. See? Pricks. It's just one thing after another, man.
Well, I hope you don't die.
I'd like to divorce this computer. But, because it's been a troublemaker for 14 years almost.
You've let the problem fester.
Uvula? What?
No, you've let the problem fester.
Well, this is new. This is just, you know, that's what happens with these things. They make up their mind, well, we don't want to do it that way anymore, so we're going to, you know, find another way to make it nuts. That's what makes me nuts, are all these new ways that things make you nuts.
Indeed. Nuts.
Seems like we have a consensus of opinion.
Good. In middle agreed.
At 3:40, we... For those of you who have been, this is a tough time to navigate around a divorce because the holidays on one hand are behind you, but then you got Valentine's Day coming up and family occasions and things, and these put external pressures on people who probably know it's in their mutual best interest to go their separate ways. However, when there are kids involved and property, men should seek representation that specializes in representing men. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. There still are prejudices, not every judge, not every courtroom, but there, you know, you don't know until you're there what's going on. So what you need are people who will be your advocates during the process, keep you away from the fray, so to speak, so that they can take care of business on your behalf and finish the proceedings with an agreement that you can live with, because you're really going to find, I think most men will find, even under the best of circumstances, it's still a major life change. You need to be able to concentrate on that, because if you got a job and other responsibilities, it's not like you can take time off from all of that stuff to figure it out. So you'll need your energy and your time to move forward. I'm telling you from experience, that's the way it works. So if you know somebody that's struggling, or you yourself have been, and I use the word ambush, and that sometimes you get, I got served papers during a radio show. So that's what I mean. You don't know. When you do, instead of calling friends or people that you think have good advice, call two women who will look out for you. That's Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. If you're a News Talk listener, you get a nice discount on your initial consultation. So mention that at 819-4810, or look them up online, or share the website with somebody who might be needing them. DivorceForMenAlabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We will, however, without hesitation, tell you that this is the greatest weatherman ever. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a change from what we were experiencing this time last week, right? Tonight, mostly cloudy. Can't rule out an isolated shower or two. The overnight low temperature drops to about 57. Tomorrow, high temperature around 74. A mostly cloudy day. Scattered showers will be around here and there. Some could get wet, many won't. Wednesday and Thursday, it looks like we are headed for the upper 70s. How about that? Can't rule out an isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Better rain chances will be arriving on Friday and slightly cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a woman was shot and killed Saturday night. They say 42-year-old Orin Jill White was shot on Marlow Drive near Narrow Lane Road. She died at a local hospital. Another woman was also shot and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a man's body was found Sunday night. The body was found in the 1900 block of Rigby Street. Police say the man was found with a gunshot wound. High school officials may soon be able to administer a life-saving drug if a student overdoses on opioids. The Alabama State Department of Education and the Alabama Department of Public Health announced that a drug that reverses the effects of an opioid overdose will be available in public high schools. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Today's show is brought to you by the Purple section of your USA Today. Admit it. You read it first.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking.
By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Annie.
Hi.
Annie thinks she has good oral care.
Yep, I brush every day, twice a day.
But she's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT Restoring Mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How does it do that?
It actually strengthens your enamel.
Oh, that's good.
And it even protects your teeth from harmful acids.
That's really good, because I love my coffee.
So don't be oral careless, people. Use ACT Restoring Mouthwash every day.
I'll be swishing tonight.
Good job, Annie.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, now for something completely different.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Really, and why not? This is sort of a tradition between now and the 14th of the month. It's Frank Caliendo, great impressionist, and this is him making an Ace Hardware commercial from many years ago. It's still funny.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Mann here reminding you to ace the place for Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, how about a little help with that birdhouse, huh?
Hey.
All right!
Carries a whole line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda Combo Drill and Staple Gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this and then you pull the trigger right.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, Justin, I'm just great. I can staple my friggin' nutsack to my... Nothing says Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, a Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair? You... Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Here we go. Ah! Ah! Hey, look at my freaking butt! The stairs that you make me through that dirt! What's this diamond gun, huh? Hey, hold the wood for me, Justin. Him. Hold it for me, Justin. Hold it! Oh! Right in my spine!
Can we just stop? This is insane!
Why don't we just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it?
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird! Build a house for that, you bastards! Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools, too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold it for me, Justin.
You hear me?
great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go f*** a pony, just. Second half answer, Lord. I want
to hold the wood for me, Justin. God, I wish I could. What is Madden doing now besides putting out football games on video?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. I think he's still around, though. I don't think he died or anything.
No, I believe he is still with us.
Not sure. Because that Madden franchise is, it's not going away anytime soon.
Oh, no.
It's the powerhouse.
No. Here's an interesting note from a listener, Phil, who wanted to get in touch with Scott Bowers for an estimate on painting. And Scott apparently has done a fantastic job, except I gave him the phone number to Georgia Floors Direct when he asked for Scott's, but he found him at PBS Painting. So on one hand, I'm very happy. I'm not surprised Scott did a great job because he is a great painter. But on the other hand, the hell was I thinking? But I did get one break. The phone number is 2 digits off, so it was close. I'm okay.
Well, it looks like Madden, since 2017, is back doing morning talk radio. He does it on just Mondays and Fridays. San Francisco's KCBS.
KCBS.
KCBS, yes.
Remember, he wouldn't fly. So right. He had that big bus, and he would travel cross-country to get to his next game.
This is an interesting fact. I'm sure you've known radio personalities to do this. It's fun. He said, through the years, Madden often took on a fantasy persona, discussing how he ran the Boston Marathon the day before the event to avoid the crowds, or even discussions about taking part in the Alaskan Iditarod trail sled dog race.
Yeah, Iditarod?
Yeah, Iditarod.
How about that? John's quite a kidder.
Yeah. You've done any Herculean task in your days on radio?
No. Well, I did do 24 hours straight without a cigarette on the Great American Smokeout, which used to be a thing, but now so many people have quit, they don't feel like they need to browbeat everybody into doing it. And since the statute of limitations has passed, I will admit that I did have a couple of puffs when I used the restroom.
Really? You cheated?
Yeah.
You cheated, lied, and yet you still had
30 years ago. 35 years ago.
You should. For shame. For shame. Should apologize.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
You know, we talked about this on the morning show. It was about 10 minutes to 8, and I said, what's the one part of the Super Bowl we haven't discussed yet? And Emily immediately said, the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Was there anything that really became one of those, wow, that was just brilliant, that just blew me away kind of spots?
When I was watching in the second half, I barely paid attention to them. I mean, there was the stereotypical, annual Budweiser commercial where it's beautifully shot and there are Clydesdales and dogs and, I noticed that. And they're always well done. They're just so, I'm used to them now.
Well, Budweiser can afford to spend $5 million for a 30-second thank you to America for...
Oh, I did notice, did you see, the Tom Hanks narrated...
The Washington Post thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got $10 million for a commercial, and then but they got to put a paywall up on their website because they're losing so much money.
And
newspapers are getting killed.
Yeah.
This week, a couple of left-wing cartoonists, but over the last couple of weeks, thousands of these online journalists have been let go because these sites, Vice was one that lost a lot of people.
BuzzFeed and Huffington Post, yeah.
BuzzFeed and Huffington, and I'm sorry. I feel great sympathy for anybody that loses a job.
Yeah.
Because they got a bad break or the company did something dumb and they had to get back, but not them.
Well, and actually I have nothing against, if you want to write about LGBTQ whatever issues, go ahead. But there, the one day, like last 2 weeks ago, there was an article that appeared on Huffington Post LGBTQ section saying, what is the future of LGBTQ media? And that day, they were fired. The irony was a bit rich.
I have no idea who they're talking to in this country. And I when I open my AOL mail, I have to close my eyes to the propaganda that's greeting me on the front side of the page. I was just looking at this thing. This came out Friday, one of these helpful websites that we use. Here's the top 10 most important players in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And none of them include the name of the guy who was the MVP. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you said you had a list there of the five most annoying people at the gym.
Yeah, we got that. We got the top 10 signs you've made it and more.
We're like a radio BuzzFeed here. Here's this listicle.
A bet. I'm looking at, I'm trying to go through this crap and get rid of some
stuff.
You
got any quizzes in
there? Will SpongeBob SquarePants take a knee during the halftime show? What a bunch of...
You got any quizzes in there about which Disney princess am I most alike?
What?
Any quizzes in there to show which Disney princess I'm like?
Not today.
Oh, man.
But you never know when I have something like that.
Better not be Ariel, weird fish person.
You know what we haven't done? We haven't redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word from this morning, but we're not going to do it just yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. I just got a note from my friend Ginny Lewis, and the first sign of spring is here.
Ooh.
They're back to their 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. schedule at Lewis Lawn because they're getting ready. We're just weeks away from the mowing season going full bore. And during the winter, what Lewis Lawn spends a lot of time doing is helping businesses that do this for a living re-equip with new machines and the latest. In fact, right now, I think you can still probably go there, talk to Chad Sasser, and find a 2018 mower that you can get a great deal on because they're like cars. They have different model years. All the great brand names, Exmark, Echo, Toro, that's what I buy. It's not just I love that Toro red, which I think is probably a trademark color, but it's a great performer. My original Toro that I bought 10, maybe even longer, 10 years ago from Lewis Lawn, I get serviced every year. It's still working. It's still running because the young man that's renting the old house is cutting the grass with it. I think that's phenomenal. But every year I get it serviced because you want your products to last as long. But the thing is, if something goes wrong, you got a warranty on it, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn and their full service department will handle it for you. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, all the Shindawa products, all the steel as an STIHL products are yours at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-